In politics in America, is it brutal honesty that sells?
Senator Boulware, excuse me, Senator, do you think it's wise to seek the support of the entertainment industry when you have such low opinion of our product?
My guys are not stupid. They always put the big Jews on my schedule.
Excuse me?
Murphy put something bad about Farrakhan in here for you. Let me look. Yes, you be really honest with me and don't spare my feelings. Do you have any more of the little crispy crab cakes?
Ooh, that candid clip from the 1996 Warren Beatty movie Bullworth, where a candidate tries to be completely terrifyingly honest. Well, that kind of Hollywood honesty was an antidote to this.
You like Ike, I like Ike, everybody likes Ike.
For President Clinton Gore, for people, for a change.
It's morning again in America.
Yes, we can!
That's right. The tension in American politics is constructing a brand that can get out ahead of the truth, the reality, and the sometimes tough headlines for a candidate who spends a lot of time explaining his impromptu statements, like Mitt Romney seems to, or a sitting president who has to spend a lot of time explaining a very difficult economy right now. Perhaps this is why the Obama reelection campaign has selected the word forward as its new slogan. Simply forward. Kathleen Hall Jamison specializes in political language and rhetoric. She joins us from Pennsylvania, where she's a professor of communications and the director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Kathleen Hall Jamison, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
So does a slogan have a chance of creating a brand that gets out ahead of the headlines that ultimately, at least in terms of history, define a sitting president?
The best slogans ask a question, the answer to which is a vote for the candidate, and aren't subject to an ironic interpretation. So in 1960, for example, Nixon Lodge, They Understand What Peace Demands, pivoted the election on a foreign policy question, and if you asked that question, you voted for the Republicans. But Kennedy was arguing domestically, leadership for a change. Generally, change is the challenge or slogan. Can you get out ahead of it? The question is, what is the public ready to believe? In general, slogans reinforce. They don't persuade, but they do frame.
So a good slogan is a test of your accuracy at figuring out what it is that voters are likely to absorb at this moment in history, right?
Yes, and what they believe is plausible from you as a candidate. So, for example, the Obama campaign is positioning this line as a defining line. The country succeeds when everyone has a fair shot, everyone does their fair share, and everyone plays by the same rules. And that's the contextualizing context for the word forward. In the same way that Dukakis promises to do for America what he did for Massachusetts is the predicate of America can't afford that risk. That was the slogan, America can't afford that risk. But you've got to know what the predicate is and whether or not people accept it.
But doesn't forward invite certain predicates in the sense that a Republican strategist could say, of course he says forward, he doesn't want to look back. It's been a disaster over the last 4 years. I mean, how do you avoid the ironic sort of alternative fit?
That's the reason that you set up a predicating statement. That's why fair shot, fair share, everybody plays by the same rules is a statement that comes before that in the 7-minute Obama video. And it's also the reason that you see a contest over some alternative phrases. So, for example, the Romney book, No Apologies, is trying to set up a contrast to the candidacy of Barack Obama. Who believes in America is another phrase they're fighting over. You heard your caller mention that, but you see in the Obama video, he believes in us, a reference to his willingness to save the auto industry in Detroit. And so you have a contest over some phrases, but some are more readily claimed by one side than the other. Remember, probably the most effective re-election slogans of the modern presidency, Reagan 84, Morning Again in America,
yeah.
People believed it. Prepared for peace, it forecast his build up militarily in his attempt, he said, to defeat the Soviet Union.
You know, one of my favorite campaign slogans, one that has actually stuck in history, even though the presidency of Warren G. Harding was a disaster, return to normalcy really did strike a chord with voters way back in the 1920s.
And that's important because if the phrase doesn't resonate, it doesn't work to frame your expectations of the election. But there are times in which the phrase hurts you. It's used ironically. In your heart, you know he's right. Barry Goldwater,
yep.
64,
yep.
Campaign on billboards, where people would deface them by saying, in your heart, you know he's right, / extremely right.
And the other part of it is that it didn't fight the Johnson slogan in the same year. The stakes are too high for you to stay at home, which speaks directly to that. Whatever in your heart you believe, voting for Johnson is a matter of national security.
also tells you that incumbents tend to run on the risk of the challenger. So support the challenger, and it's riskier than whatever you think you've got with me. And so if you're unhappy, you'll be more unhappy if you elect the other candidate.
Well, then that poses the question. Here's the curious Nixon slogan in 1968, one of the most, bitterly fought elections in U.S. history, certainly in modern times. Nixon's the one. How do you explain that?
They were trying to frame it as a counter slogan or a complimentary slogan to this time, vote like your world depended on it. That is, he's the one who will save your world. Unfortunately, ironic interpretation, Humphrey's supporters put pregnant women in T-shirts that said Nixon's the one.
Right. Although that's remembered more than the Humphrey legacy there as a candidate, possibly.
Yes, actually, when candidates don't find a consistent slogan, they tend to be losing candidates. Humphrey's an example. They were switching slogans almost every week.
Interesting. Country first for John McCain. Change we can believe in. Barack Obama, 2008.
Country first, good slogan if you want to remind people that you're a military war hero. Change you can believe in, or the change we need, is also a classic challenger slogan. So there's a natural advantage to being the challenger in the slogan contest. Unless people are very happy with the status quo, you're going to argue change. And if they are happy with the status quo, you're going to lose.
So forward actually works in a sense that people are nervous right now. Forward has a certain amount of security to it, but there's an action quality to the word forward as well, which might motivate voters to, get off the fence.
And it's appearing first in a video that's trying to get people to come on board.
And is the video more important than the slogan? I suspect maybe
it is.
Yes,
it is, because the slogan needs to be the culmination of a message. It needs to digest a message, and a single word isn't going to digest a message. It needs the rest of that video and the rest of that appeal.
Not anymore. Fair shot,
fair share, play by the same rules.
And we'll see what the 140-character Twitter responses are to that video when it's rolled out. Kathleen Hall Jamison, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Kathleen Hall Jamison, professor of communications and director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.